1:01. Earlier, we were hearing about the 8,500 people over 50 who'll be monitored over the next 15 years to help ministers here decide how to cope with an ageing population. What will that mean, or what does it mean for the different generations here? Michael Monaghan is chairman of the Northern Ireland Pensioners Parliament. He's here along with Carl White, who's 33. He's a public affairs consultant. Good evening to you both.
Good evening.
Carl White, what do you make of this?
The first thing that struck me about the report was it's ironic they're asking over 50s about the impact of ageing when it's the under 50s that are going to have to pay for the impact of ageing over the next 20, 30, 40 years.
But one doesn't cancel the other out, does it?
No, absolutely. But as a taxpayer and someone who's going to be around and probably not going to retire until I'm 70 at least, I'm going to be footing the bill for a lot of these changes. So I would quite like to have been asked on how we're going to face them.
You think that should have been the case, Carl White, that it should have involved all generations? Sorry, I beg your pardon. That's to you, Michael Monaghan. I'm sorry.
Well, Seamus, I just learned about this afternoon, and I have to say that I welcome the study. You know, I think it's a very ambitious study, and it's covering a very broad list of items, like, you know, many of which have been raised by older people, and I think any study so far reaching that can contribute evidence based recommendations, so that government will be able to formulate future policy for older people, is good not only for younger people, but it's also good for all generations.
Yeah, but is it good for Carl? I mean, he's making the point that it's his generation that's going to have to be paying for this, while at the same time they're waiting to they're having to wait longer to retire, and they don't have as good pensionary.
Well, I would hate to think that Carl's suggesting that I haven't paid, or that my generation of people haven't paid for a pension. I mean, I just make the point that, fair enough, I have got a state retirement pension, but my occupational pension I paid for myself. It's from a funded scheme, so this thing that older people are a burden and a drain on the wider population is untrue, and really, older people cannot be blamed for the economic downturn that caused all the different problems.
I didn't mean to blame the over 50s. My parents are in their mid 50s, and my grandfather, who's in his mid 80s, could well be listening to this show. So I hope I'm not in trouble there. I think there is a point to be made. Yeah, you're right, Michael. You know, people have paid their way, but the money's spent. The pot's empty. The money that we earn as a society today, this year, is what pays for activity next year, and we really need to look at how we're going to do that. You know, millionaire pensioners, they get a winter fuel allowance, they get a TV license for free, they get transport passes.
Come on, millionaire pensioners, Michael.
Well, I think this is, a fabric of a lot of people's imagination. Like, if you take the tax records, 245,000 pensioners pay the higher rate of tax. So where are these millionaire pensioners?